5.7, stopping distance and the force of impact. While driving, always keep in mind that time, speed, and distance are closely linked. Just take a minute to consider how much harder you would hit a wall while running full speed than if you simply walked into the wall. It's just common sense to figure that the faster you drive, the harder you're going to hit something. Stopping distance. Here's a story about a race car driver attending race car driving school. On his first day, they said, "You're going out on the race course and drive a car at 160 miles per hour. There are four lanes on the course, each with a red and green light. When you start, all the lights will be red. Once you reach 160 miles per hour, one of the lights will turn green. When the light turns green, immediately turn into that lane. The rest of the lanes will remain red." He always thought it was cool to drive fast. Some of you have gone 80 miles per hour, 90 miles per hour, or even 100 miles per hour and think it's so great. But he said it's not so great after you learn more about driving. When you're going 120, 130, 140, 160, you sweat. You're so afraid. You don't even blink at 160 miles per hour because if you do, you might crash. Now they want you to change lanes at 160 miles per hour when the light turns green. At first you can't do it because you're too scared. After a while, you build up your courage and you try it. Before you know it, everybody in the school can change lanes at 160 miles per hour. Now they put you back in the classroom and say, "We want you to go 160 miles per hour again and stop the race car. Hit the brakes as hard as you can and stop the car." At 40 miles per hour, it takes about half a football field, 150 feet, to stop, and almost a full football field, 300 feet, at 55 miles per hour. Can you imagine 160 miles per hour? He said you think you're never going to stop. You skid forever and ever and ever. It takes about two football fields, 600 feet, before you begin to slow down. You just keep skidding and skidding and skidding and skidding and skidding. Again, you return to the classroom and they say, "Here's what you just learned. If you're in the Indianapolis 500 going 160 miles per hour and the car in front of you crashes, it's not going to help if you slam on the brakes. That's why they teach you to move to the lane with the green light, the open lane." Think about the last time you saw a wreck at the Indianapolis 500 or Daytona 500. Nobody slams on the brakes. Professional race car drivers will move to the next available lane when there is a crash. Our first reaction when we see a collision in front of us is to slam on the brakes. Unfortunately, slamming on the brakes will only make you skid all over the road. Remember, you want to move to the open lane and go around the crash. If you're riding home today and there is a truck in front of you and it drops a big cinder block off the back onto the freeway, don't slam on the brakes. You're not going to stop. You're going to hit that cinder block. Try and move to the open lane. What if the truck stopped suddenly and you didn't realize it because you weren't paying attention? You wouldn't stop. So from now on, when you're driving on a city street, open roadway, or freeway, you say, "I must leave an out." Look for the open lane. You must constantly say, "I can go left, I can go left." If a car pulls up on the left side where you have no escape, you can say, "I can go right, I can go right now." If you can't go left or right, you should slow down, speed up, and get away from that situation. Always leave a lane open. One day this is going to happen. A truck is going to drop something on the road, and you're going to go right around it, smooth as silk.